How to become smarter, or why you get tricked into thinking that you are not smart. Money. It's just because of money. And it is difficult for you to believe that because all the teachers want to sell you out. No exceptions. They can't afford to care. If they started caring about you, they would lose their jobs. If they started caring about how you feel, then they would have to face all the students that they have already sold out for a paycheck. Every grade less than a f***ing A+ was always a lie. It never had anything to do with your intelligence, ever. It was always about your obedience. Because if you obey, if you follow the directions, they can get paid. They can live a life. If you are not being obedient, then you are interfering with their ability to put food on their table. They will throw you under the bus, and you will repeat the last year of high school. They just want to get paid. And they cannot go off script. It's their job. The teachers have instructions for leading their lectures. You get your textbooks. There are matching tests, matching finals, and matching state tests. There are people who will swear that they are improving quality of lectures. And thus, they also want to get paid. They try very hard to forget that the tests they are creating are standardized tests, and thus can't f***ing work at all. But if you put up with it all, almost all the teachers will try to slide you along. And then everything will look fine on paper. You'll go to college, get in debt, and that debt will motivate you to keep going. As if your credit score was your new GPA. A lot of people in their 60s are still paying off their schools. They have no choice. Student loans are unforgivable by bankruptcy. They will be forcefully taken out of your paycheck. So relax. Relax. It's all horseshit. You are just as smart as every other human being in the world. Maybe a tiny bit smarter because you're not quite fitting into everything. But that doesn't make you better than anybody else. It's just a tiny little bit. Doesn't change anything at all. Teachers are just temporarily hurting you so that you start memorizing so that they can get paid. In fact, you are so smart, and your ability to navigate that which you comprehend is so insanely powerful. That if I told you just how powerful your mind is, you would call this poem horseshit and start memorizing to improve your grades. But we don't want that. So I won't tell you how smart you really are. But you're really, really smart. Like, oh my god. I will talk about a famous neckbeard for a moment. He's currently resting at Westminster Abbey. You know how he cracked the laws of universe, as people call it? He didn't independently invent calculus by merely studying math. No, he did not. Though he knew enough math to truly calculate a circle from an ellipse. Poor bastard. He did it by building models. He hid them from everyone. when you have actual models spinning around, you don't need very advanced science to figure out all the laws of the universe. He must have hit those models harder than his dumbass research for turning lead into gold. He was trying to present himself as super smart, no doubt. He wasn't a genius. He was just doing what school is robbing you of. I'm so sorry about that. I never stopped wishing I could fix it. He was just slowly, very slowly, kissing up to his curiosities. He was moving so slowly that the lovely Neil deGrasse Tyson is, by contrast, moving at the speed of light. Neil's explanation for learning math is just regurgitate until it all makes sense. I give that same advice for learning complicated computer programs that have video tutorials but crappy documentation. Stephen Hawking explained it better than Mr. Tyson by infinitely emphasizing the importance of the study of history of mathematics. You can't learn math for real without gently following its history, dot for dot. Schools are not capable of teaching you math correctly. You can only memorize your pi r squared, which is wrong because it's tau, and you need to stick with unit circle, so there's no r, it's just one. The whole formula to truly get at a circle is just tau. Modern trigonometry instruction is horseshit too. It's horrifying what they are doing to you. I am really sorry. You have to let go of stressing out about grades, graduations, and all that horseshit. And you have to start learning for real. You have to accept responsibility for your own real education. You have to know all that stuff for real. Don't be the kid that gets the good grades or that freaks out about being held back a year. And if you are going to get held back an extra year in high school, that does not mean the bullies have won. It means you get to be young for an extra year. And sadly, you are only going to get an extra year before they start calling you gifted, which is what you are. Listen to books. Don't read them. That really sucks. Listen to them. Make that your bedtime story. And listen to all of them. All the books by the most powerful intellectuals, inherit from them. You have to. Because you are not gonna get a real education in school. Hey, if you have bullies at home or school, and it's the reason why you're getting bad grades, know what your bullies really want. They want to turn you into a bully too. So just go straight to the police and use the police to fight them. That's what they're for. And in general, you have to become more careful in life. You kind of messed up here. You shouldn't have ever let anyone trick you into thinking that you are not smart. That's dangerous. If there are others who have been tricked in similar ways, or if you notice someone stressing out about their A's way too much, put a book club together. Call it the A-Team. Trade your books together. And resist life trying to tear you apart. And, you know, change the world. Come your golden age Share your life's lessons in such a way that others may begin where you leave off. It's one of our greatest traditions. Make no mistake. The meaning of life is to become a great being by means of real and authentic education, which at the moment means self-education. By the time you graduate high school, you need to master programming Node.js for your startups, photorealism in Krita, use a tablet for goodness sake, 3D modeling and geometry nodes in Blender, good luck with the documentation, industrial design, try to print out some cool 3D knives, and 3D printing. And please get an auto bed leveling kit for your printer. And you're gonna need to do some composition. At the very least, try the Berlin School Techno in LMMS. It's very neat and simple. Do not let the world trick you out of real education. Every new thing you learn must perfectly fit your existing knowledge. In the wonderful chaos of life, you won't retain things that you do not practice, and you cannot practice things that aren't integrated into what you care about. Keep climbing up. Take a good view of the world. Money is causing poverty everywhere. The so-called world leaders are always inching towards nuclear war. The world needs real grown-ups. You must become a great being.